Damien Schmidt on the Midday Mix.
Right now, though, we have Dr. Ramsamy on the line with us. It is World Spine Day. Dr. Ramsamy, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Hi there, Damien. Thanks so much for having me. It's really an honor to be hosting for World Spine Day and representing the Chiropractic Association of South Africa on the actual day. So that's phenomenal.
Oh, well, the work you guys do is phenomenal. I can't say that I'm not a fan of what you guys do. It's absolutely amazing work. Now, World Spine Day, take us through it.
Okay, so what it basically is, it's a very special day to celebrate spinal health and wellness, and it's hosted across the globe on the 16th of October each year since 2012.
Okay.
And it was organized and coordinated by the World Federation of Chiropractic, and it forms part of the Bone and Joint Decade Action Week, which is held every year in October for the Global Alliance of Musculoskeletal Health.
Fantastic.
So quite a special day for us chiropractors and all the people that look after spinal health or any kind of musculoskeletal condition.
Most definitely. Now, you guys have a theme, and this year's theme is Back on Track. What's that all about?
Yes. The whole thing about the theme is, I mean, we can all agree that this year has posed so many challenges for many of us. I mean,
yeah.
It's been a very stressful year with the whole coronavirus pandemic and, you know, with the lockdown measures being implicated on us. It's restricted our everyone's ability to undertake physical activity and keep mobile, keep active. And with our stress levels so high, I mean, that is not good for healing in general. So the whole campaign for 2020 is there to encourage people to get back on track. We're trying to re-energize everybody and help them find a balance to reduce spinal care and promote healthy spinal habits and relative activity levels as well.
Now, one big thing that I've come to notice, especially with friends and family who've been working from home during the lockdown, is pain coming from firstly working from home, but secondly, now you're at home and you don't have access to proper chairs. I know people are using dining room chairs. They're using funny office chairs. It must be a massive, massive stress on your spinal cord.
100%. I mean, I think the whole main objective behind World Spine Day is not necessarily just for World Spine Day.
Yeah.
It's there to provide a platform which will encourage, motivate, educate people on how they can work toward like optimal spinal health and general wellness. There's a lifestyle change. So you're right, with the whole ergonomical change at home, so with regards to postural health and all of that, people don't actually have access to the best chairs, and they don't actually, some people don't even have a study to work from home from. So what we've actually put together, you know, leading up to World Spine Day, I know the Chiropractic Association of South Africa has actually put together a few videos and content that lead up to World Spine Day, and they also have an amazing self-help tool on the website that is free and accessible to anybody. It's basically a tracker that uses like five main pillars of health.
Oh, wow.
We're focusing on nutrition, we're focusing on sleep, touch, mindfulness, exercise as a holistic approach to wellness. And we're trying to challenge South Africa to get involved with this tracker and create good habits that will assist us in getting back on track as a lifestyle change. So what we're kind of looking at, we're trying to motivate people to get active. Remember to engage in activity and exercise for at least 15 minutes a day. Remember that like general safe weight-bearing exercise will promote good bone health and flexibility as well with regards to stretching. When you're sitting at your chair, you want to make sure that you take care of your spine while doing that. So take regular breaks. Don't sit for too long. Working on mobile devices, I think we all do. Our cell phones, our tablets, our laptops, you know, they're all over the place. It's a lot of nice convenience, but it's really promoting a lot of neck and back pain, and it's exacerbating a lot of the problems that we're seeing nowadays. Lifting well as well. Take care when you're lifting objects, heavy objects. If it's an awkward or heavy object that is just too much for you, ask for help. And avoid like twisting or making any very quick impulsive movements while holding heavy objects. Yeah. Think about general eating as well, because if you are overweight or weight, obesity is linked to lower back pain. So you want to try and avoid loading your joints by adopting a healthy diet and lose weight if you do have to. And then keep well hydrated as well. I mean, it's really hot nowadays. Today's a lovely sunny day. Dehydration is one of the first signs of disc degeneration. So to keep your spinal health nice and strong, drink lots of water. We also, with the coronavirus pandemic, we want to adopt mental strategies to support your mental health. So you need to take time to relax. Try and avoid stressful situations. And learn to recognize stress, anxiety, and depression in oneself. And if you do feel like you are struggling with these mental illnesses or anything that's affecting your mental health, seek help and advice from a qualified health professional. Make sure you're also getting adequate rest during this time, because tiredness can definitely make you vulnerable to back pain. So you want to ensure that you're trying to get at least 8 hours of sleep, and also take rest if you have a job that is quite, strenuous on you and takes a lot of hours. Yeah.
It's incredible that you talk about this holistic approach, because I always kind of had the idea that back pain comes from, just slouching, not sitting properly.
Way more involved. Yeah. Than
yeah, so it's absolutely incredible to hear. There's so many factors that, really influence it, and that if you look after those things, your quality of life could get better. You could, not struggle with that back pain. I read some crazy stats here on the mail that I got, that there's something like an estimated 1 billion people worldwide that suffer with spinal pain. And that's one of the biggest single causes of disability on this planet. That's
most
insane.
I feel like it's actually something that is very easily ignored, and I think people don't really pay attention, and they don't realize just how big of a problem musculoskeletal health is in general. So I feel like if you adopt basically spinal health from a very young age, and if you are parents, the same way you would prioritize good morals and values and stuff in your children, you should also then start bringing on spinal health and healthy eating and making sure people, your children get adequate rest from a young age, keeping them active and mobile already. Because if we can already start working towards spinal health from young, it will be easily adopted and accepted in older ages. And I mean, if we think about the way in which the amount of money that medical aids and we actually spend on these kind of conditions with regards to having to go for x-rays and diagnostic investigations and stuff to see what's wrong, medication, surgery, hospitalization, it's all very long-term kind of things that are so expensive. And I feel the whole healthcare industry will save massive amounts of money if we just adopt a new culture or a new idea towards spinal health from a young age already. It would change many things for us.
100%, an ultimate game changer. Dr. Ramsamy, is there any online literature that we can go and check out based on what you were saying today and the tips that you were giving us?
Definitely. You can go onto the Chiropractic Association of South Africa. You can access the tracker over there, which I mentioned before.
Yeah.
You can also find more information on World Spine Day on Twitter. So you go to @world_spine_day, and on Instagram @WorldSpineDay, as well as on Facebook. If you do want to get involved with actually hosting your own thing and organizing events for another World Spine Day to come, you would then go to worldspineday.org.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. It's been really enlightening. I feel like I learned a hell of a load. A big thank you to you, and you have a fantastic Friday further.
Thank you so much, Damien. It's been an absolute honor. Everyone have a wonderful World Spine Day and take it easy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Damien Schmidt on the Midday Mix.